Hello.
Hello.
This is our recording from St. Swithin's for the sixth Sunday of Easter. As we draw close to Ascension Day, which is this week on Thursday, we hear today Jesus in our Gospel reading preparing his disciples for his leaving the earth physically in a goodbye speech to them. As we hear this pep talk, we can find support and encouragement in our own physical separation from each other. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Come and hear the good news of God. Come and see
what Jesus has done.
We will tell the story of God in our world.
We will share the secret of hope in our lives.
Come and explore the truth of the gospel.
Come and receive the Holy Spirit of God.
We are loved, cherished, befriended, accepted.
This is the truth.
We are not alone. God's love is in us.
This is the truth.
God knows our hopes, our fears, our questions.
This is the truth.
God is leading us deep into justice and wonder.
God is joyfully walking us home. Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." We are sorry when we don't share your words of love and we speak unkindness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
We are sorry when we don't act with your love and we are selfish in our attitude. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
We are sorry when we don't spend time in your perfect love and we rely only on ourselves. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Because we have said sorry to God, we know that God forgives us. May the God of love and power forgive us and free us from our sins, heal and strengthen us by the Spirit, and raise us to new life in the risen Christ.
Amen.
And because we know we're forgiven, we can glorify God. Glory to God in the highest.
And peace to all people on earth. Well, we're thinking about ways to feel joyful and rejoice with God. And we thought some jokes would be good. So in the service booklet, there's a cartoon, which we hope everybody's enjoying right now at this moment. and I thought I'd got a couple of Bible jokes. Olivia was really kind and sent in some very, very holy jokes.
Yeah,
which kept us chortling for a while, didn't they? Really enjoyed. So here's a couple. Here's one of those and one of mine.
Okay.
And you can decide which is which.
Okay.
How do you know there were motorcycles in the Bible?
I don't know.
Because the roar of David's triumph was heard throughout the land.
Boom, boom.
And why did the people who came to see Jesus all wear stilettos?
I don't know.
Because they wanted to be healed.
Oh, groan. It'd be really good if this week some of you might like to share some joy with family and friends or neighbours by any means, really. There are so many ways to share joy, but a joke is always something lovely and can really bring smiles to faces. And do feel free to share jokes with us. We really like them. We've also been asking for your encouraging words, and there have been some absolutely brilliant words of encouragement to bring us all joy. I'll be compiling those, so if you've got any more to share with us, I shall make them into a document that I can send out to all of us to be encouraged by each other. Our collect prayer, which we pray next, asks that Jesus' continual presence in us may raise us to eternal joy. So remembering that feeling of joy as we hear jokes and join together and be encouraged together, let us now pray the collect prayer. God, our Redeemer, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his continual presence in us, he may raise us to eternal joy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Amen. A reading from the Bible. This is from the book of Acts. Then Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, To an unknown God. What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God, and perhaps grope for him and find him, although indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As even some of your own poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Love. It's who we are as a church, faith, hope and love. God is love. But what is love? What does love mean? What about you, Richard? What does love mean to you? Apart from loving me, of course.
Well, that's obviously right at the front of my mind. I think love is the thing where we actually come to know God most of all in our lives. Experiencing love is the thing which is most like God, and the way that we can recognize God is not only in creation and all the other ways, but the experience of God in love is what I think about it.
Mm. I think often it's something that we feel, but we can't always explain why it is that. I really liked what the Queen said on VE Day last week, that our empty streets are filled with love, that even though we couldn't party together, actually, by not partying, we're loving each other profoundly. So in a sense, sacrifice is part of love. Mm-hmm. The sacrifice of staying indoors last week was described as that act of love. Love is sacrifice. And we certainly talk about Jesus' love on the cross as a sacrifice. I wonder what else love means. What does love mean to you? Perhaps just take a few moments if you're on your own to just have a little think, or if you're with a family group, have a little conversation. What does love mean to you? How would you feel it? How would you describe it? How would you envision it or experience it? To give us a bit of help, if we read in our Bible from 1 Corinthians 13, we can hear lots of ideas. And it's great that this reading's actually read a lot at weddings. We had it at Sean and Elaine's wedding not so long ago. And also the most recent funeral I did was this passage, because it tells us so profoundly about what love is. I think it's something we can relate to very well. And in 1 Corinthians 13, it says that love is patient and kind. It's not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. It's a great list of a description of what love is, I think, and quite a challenge, I think, as well for us to fulfil that, to be altruistic and able to think of others and not totally caught up in ourselves. Today in our gospel reading, we hear Jesus telling the disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." And his commandments were part of what he was leaving behind for the disciples. They were part of his saying goodbye to the disciples. We're approaching Ascension Day, which is Thursday this week. And as we do that, we remember that Jesus leaves the earth. What Jesus says in his goodbye speech is therefore of huge importance for all of us who follow Jesus. It sort of gives us a something to follow, something to really hang on to as he leaves us. At the moment, it seems more important than ever, as Jesus was preparing his followers for that physical separation between him and them, which happened as he goes to heaven. And of course, physical separation is what we have in our church life right now.
Yeah.
As we continue to be church together, but at this physical distance, what can we learn from Jesus' message to the disciples about living with physical separation? Jesus asked the disciples to continue the legacy he was leaving through living a life that he modelled for them and obeying his commandments. But what were the commandments that Jesus was referring to? Well, we know that in John 13, Jesus tells his disciples that he is giving them a new commandment, to love one another as he has loved them. He goes on to say that this is how everyone will know that they are his followers, by their love. And of course, that passage comes before this passage, this chapter. That's the chapter before this one, and is important to keep in our minds as we read this passage. We also know from the Gospel of Matthew that we should love our neighbours as ourselves, claiming it as the second greatest commandment, with our love of God as the first. I think we can learn more about what love means to Jesus in the Gospel reading through another aspect of the legacy he left us. He said to them, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever." It's important to note that Jesus said another advocate, because Jesus, of course, is the first advocate sent by God to the world to reconcile it, to love us, to draw humanity closer to God through Jesus' life and death and resurrection. After Jesus is no longer physically with his followers, with us, the Spirit is sent to help us, to be our advocate, to walk with us and guide us in the way of Jesus' love. To love is to be an advocate, to be a helper, to give oneself for others as we are given Jesus and the Spirit. This definition of love is illuminated throughout the Gospels as we see Jesus helping those in need. And so we are to follow this by continuing to love our neighbour, by being advocates and seeing others as God sees all of us. We are to help those in need and to love those who are on the edge and to be a support to those who are not easy to love. The Spirit was sent on the first Pentecost and is still moving among and within us today as we continue Jesus' work of love in these strangely distant times. Perhaps now more than ever is when we need to feel that rushing wind of God's advocate, so that we can live in love as God's advocates and helpers. I remember you saying, Richard, about how you feel the Spirit in the wind on your face. You get sort of get the sense of God all around you.
Yes, so it always reminds me of those descriptions of the Holy Spirit as the wind or the breeze or the breath of God. So if I'm outside and can feel the breeze on my face, it just reminds me of the Holy Spirit with me at all times, around me, like enveloping, as well as inside.
Yeah, that's a really important thing to remember, especially as we are so distant at the moment. So we're not alone in this task. We have God, the Holy Spirit, with us and around us, as you say, Richard. And despite the isolation and physical aloneness many of us feel at the moment, God's help is there, moving among us and within us. As individuals, we can be advocates within our personal relationships, making sacrifices because of love for others, understanding and learning from those who challenge our perception of how we should live and behave, forgiving, being forgiven, and working towards reconciliation in our relationships. We can also show loving advocacy as a community of faith. We can advocate as a church by supporting those in need and giving the voiceless a space to be heard by seeking justice and peace. And certainly we've done that recently by joining up with Inclusive Church and declaring that very openly that we are a church who is seeking to be advocates of others. I don't know about you, but at the moment I am wondering what is the best way to show love in the world we find ourselves living in. It's not as easy as it used to be. It seems that the church is to get used to being in the separation for a long while to come, and how we love as the body of Christ in this time of separation is quite a difficult question. Let's now look at our reading from the Acts of the Apostles to help guide us. It describes Paul beginning a sermon at the Areopagus. He says, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way." He then relates how he walked the city and looked carefully at the objects of their worship. Paul engages with the culture of the day to understand the context so that he could communicate more effectively something of the good news of Jesus Christ with those he was amongst. As a church, we really have to learn a new culture, to find ways to gather in spirit, to bring hope into the despair, and to love as the body of Christ despite not being able to meet in person. We really need to learn more about this culture by experimenting with different ways to gather as church. So we are learning afresh and experiencing church differently, and all of this is important for our faith, however hard it is or uncomfortable it feels. So we need to understand the context we find ourselves in. It's really helpful when people tell me how these things work for them, how the audio feels, how the live stream feels, how the booklets are. Your responses really help us learn the context, just as Paul was learning the context of his day. What do you need to help you in your faith? How can we as a church advocate for you? Yes, we ache for that time we can gather in our lovely church building, but although the church building is a focus for our gatherings, it's that Spirit, the Spirit of God, which unites us and helps us, loves us. This is our focus. This week, I know that many of us have felt a little dispirited, and I did send some words of encouragement to you to unite us in the Spirit, and this was what I said to encourage you. I said, "Thank you. I wanted to tell you that I am so proud of the love that you share, the care you constantly bestow, the checking up on each other. I know there are loads of phone calls going on behind the scenes, just making sure everyone is okay. It's amazing. The generosity is astounding. For me personally, it's brilliant to have your support and to know that we are staying in touch and praying together in the best ways that we can. Thank you. Thank you so very much to you all for your ongoing prayers and support. We both know, don't we, Richard, that we are so blessed to be part of this church. St. Swithin's really is a brilliant church community, and I can't imagine being with a better one at this really difficult time. So we asked for some encouragements from you, and I was thinking of sharing them in this booklet, but what I've received is so amazing and overwhelming. They've been beautiful personal messages of kindness, which honestly I will treasure forever. They're just so beautiful. Thank you. But also lots of really lovely things to share with our church community. So I'm going to put them together and share them in a document at some point before Pentecost. So do keep sending things in. If you have any words of encouragement, it could be a joke or a Bible verse or just a nice message, whatever you want to send. Together we are an amazing encouragement. Times are difficult and we are showing God's love, and we do help each other. So please be encouraged with me that despite these challenging times, we are able to love each other at a distance and continue to pray for each other. Be encouraged also that in the reading from Acts, we are reminded that God is not far from each one of us, for in God we live and move and have our being. Gathered in our homes, in exile from our building, may we continue to remember that God the Spirit is with us, moving and uniting us despite our physical separation, helping us and guiding us to be advocates and helpers, and loving us as we strive to love others. Amen.
Amen.
Remembering that the Spirit unites us in love, we are God's family and we profess our faith together.
We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. Loving God, in you we live and move and have our being. We pray for all those who are living in places which feel dangerous, those places which have inadequate healthcare resources, places where people are trapped in poverty. We give thanks for Christian Aid and pray for ongoing charitable support for them as they continue to help many in need in our world. At this time of pandemic, we especially pray for our world leaders. In a moment of quiet, we remember the places and people that need our prayers and our action. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Loving God, in you we live and move and have our being. As we remember that we are all your children, may we be united in prayer. We especially remember our St. Swithin's church family and hold in our hearts those who particularly need our prayers and our action. Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done.
Loving God, in you we live and move and have our being. By your indwelling presence, make our hearts and our homes places of peace. We pray for those in our community who are working in key jobs at this time, especially remembering the care homes and sheltered accommodation in our parish, and all those who reside and work in these places. In a moment of quiet, we remember any people who need our prayers and our action. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Loving God, in you we live and move and have our being. We pray for all those who are affected by pain and sickness, those who are anxious and depressed, those who are grieving and lost, those who are suffering in isolation. Especially we remember Joshua, Carmel, Cynthia and the family, Ivy, John, Shanette, Susan, Graham and their family, Sydney, Edith, Vanda, Lorna, Alfrina, Sean, Ina, Stephen, Evelyn, Lily, Margaret, Tanisha, Deborah, Lauren, Heather, Andrew and Dawson and families, and Karen, Maureen, Paulette, Adrian, Lamar and their family. In a moment of quiet, we remember anyone who needs our prayers and our action. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Loving God, in you we live and move and have our being. If we abide in you and you in us, we are already in the fullness of that life which is eternal. We rejoice in your presence and pray for those who have gone before us. William, Peter, Lorraine, Nell, Alfie, Eustace, Vivian, Olive, Blanche, and Avril. In a moment of quiet, we remember those we have loved and see no more on earth. Rest eternal grant unto them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. This week we will particularly remember to pray for your kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. So let us now pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
The peace. Jesus says, abide in me and I will abide in you. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Spend a moment offering peace to others, whether it's on your own or with each other together. The blessing. As we prepare to leave our worship and embrace the challenges of our lives and our world, let us remember that as God blesses us, we are to be a blessing to others. May the love of God, our Creator, enfold us. May the wisdom of Jesus, our friend, enlighten us. May the fire of the Spirit, our helper, inflame us. May the blessing of God, the Trinity, Creator, friend and helper, be with us and abide with us now and always. Amen.
We are raised to new life with Christ. Go in peace. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
And our notices are pretty similar to last week, so do just look at the booklet carefully to read what's going on. The most important one is that Ascension Day is on Thursday, so join in with our service. There is going to be something sent out, and there'll be a recording we hope to do in the church building, so you can click on that and hopefully watch something this week. The resources for Thy Kingdom Come are prayers to be said between Ascension Day and Pentecost. Let's really join together and pray together at that time in a really determined and focused way. We're also going to be creating a virtual choir for Pentecost, which is going to be singing Shine Jesus Shine. I'll send information about how you can join in. We would love everyone who wants to join in. So please, even if you're not so sure about how you sound when you sing, we're so magical with technology, we can include you, but just follow the instructions that my daughter Sophia, who's putting it together, has sent out, and I shall make sure that we can include everyone, regardless. So I expect to see you on that, Richard.
Oh, great.
Okay, and anything else, please let me know if there's any concerns or worries about anyone. Do let us know. We are able to help and support via ourselves and other networks, so important to keep in communication, and don't forget to stay safe and keep others safe. Now, we have nobody's birthday that we know of, but I'm sure there's people with birthdays, so this is a happy birthday to all those whose birthdays we don't know about.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. May the Lord bless and keep you. Happy birthday to you.
Have a good week, everyone, and we'll see you again on the Ascension.
Bye. Bye.